Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ulama ikram, most respected brothers, we are fortunate that we have amongst us Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Mehtar Sahib. He is not new to the community of South Africa. In fact, he is born in South Africa and grew up in South Africa, studied here, and then proceeded for Dini studies to Lucknow and completed in Jalalabad. He is one of those very fortunate ones that he is the Majaz and Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, who was that great Muhaddis, Mufassir and Shaykh al-Tariqat of his time. One of those great Khalifas of Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Mehtar Sahib served for many years at the Nizamiya Madrasa in Pietermaritzburg, and he was also an Imam at that East Street Masjid. And from there then he was an Imam for many, many years at Reservoir Hills. Whilst he was an Imam at the Reservoir Hills Masjid, it was my good fortune to work with him in the Jamiat office whilst I was a secretary in those days. For many years Maulana was my colleague, and you get to know a person when you work with him, you travel with him, you deal with him. So he's Tawazu, his akhlaq, no doubt would impress any person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must increase. After that, he left for America somewhere in the 80s. He made one or two trips to South Africa, but this trip is after 14 years of his stay in America. He is a sahib edil, zakir, learned alim. Therefore, inshallah, we will benefit from his discourse.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال الله تعالى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله One feels very very pleased to be among friends among people that are known for a very long, long time, and no doubt to meet friends is something that is very, very pleasurable. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned that from the time I had come to know that friends will be meeting in Jannah, we'll have the opportunity to meet old friends and associates, I have more desire to be in Jannah. We know of the bounties and goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannah. With all that, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi felt that the opportunity to meet friends is no doubt a great blessing. And more so when one is given the opportunity to say something in regard to deen, in regard to deeni matters, it is even more pleasing because it gives one the opportunity to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It gives one the opportunity to speak about the Quran and Hadith, and about our mashayikhs. Because all what we have is no doubt the barakah of our mashayikh. Without their talim in between, without the instructions, and with the little that we had learned from them, If that is taken out of us, then there is nothing left. The opportunity to at least understand as to what deen is, what sharia is, what suluk is, how important it is for one to make an effort to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important it is for one to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important it is for us to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a constant basis. Because after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He's the Amir. Just a few months back, I was reading a madlis of Hadrat Wala, in which he explains the importance of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Amir. In that he goes on to say that if one realizes the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Amir, and once this is set in our mind, in our heart, that without doubt all commands in regard to deen are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he being the Amir, there should be no questioning as to why Allah has asked us to do a certain thing. One has no right to ask when one realizes that Allah is Amir. And of course, together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the wahid that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received, he also instructs his ummah towards a certain way of life. So once this is said in our mind, in our heart, that Allah and His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are the ones who directs us to do whatever needs to be done, it becomes very, very easy for us to follow the ahkams and to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants us to abstain from. Once we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined the Quran, the various different categories of the nafs, and we begin to realize as to how important it is to not follow the command of our nafs, because Allah is the creator, Allah is the commander, Allah is the sustainer. And regarding the nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu." That as far as the nafs is concerned, it will always take one towards wrong, towards evil, towards that which is going to harm us in this worldly life and more so in the hereafter. This being said, we know of the fact that again it is our mashayikh, the mashayikh of our silsala, that brought to our notice as to how we should take care, precaution, and save ourselves from being harmed through following the nafs. A very simple incident, but very, very effective. Our Hazrat Wala had mentioned many, many times, and those who had the opportunity of sitting in his company might have heard it many, many times, that there was a person sitting by the door of the Jami Masjid, repeating over and over, تو میرا خدا نہیں، میں تیرا بندہ نہیں، میں تیری بات کیوں مانوں؟ یو آر ناٹ مائی کریئٹر، آئی ایم ناٹ یور سروینٹ، وائی شوڈ آئی اوبے یو؟ اینڈ دس واز بینگ سینڈ اوور اینڈ اوور آن اے فرائیڈے ایٹ اے جامع مسجد. پیپل لیونگ دا مسجد وی آف کورس ناٹ ویری پلیزڈ آن ہیئرنگ دس. پیپل بگین ٹو اسپٹ آن ہیم، سیئنگ ہیم تھنگز دیٹ وی انپلیزنٹ، تھروئنگ ہز ہیٹ، ٹیکنگ ہز ہیٹ اینڈ تھروئنگ اٹ آف، ڈوئنگ آل سارٹ آف تھنگ ٹو ہیم ویچ واز آف کورس آلسو ناٹ ویری ویری پلیزنگ. ایونچولی اے پرسن کیم اپ ٹو ہیم اینڈ انکوائرڈ، ND 234766. It's obstructing that. One person came up to him and inquired as to what do you really mean when you say you are not my creator, you are not my sustainer, I'm not your servant, why should I obey you? So he said to the person, look, sit. Among all these people, it seems you are the only one who has little intelligence. Now that you've asked me, I would explain to you that I'm addressing my nafs, that you are not my creator, you are not my sustainer, I'm not your servant, why should I obey you? And he went on to say, well, these nafs of mine really wants me to go towards things on many, many occasions that are not in line with what is expected of us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in order to make my nafs realize that whenever you ask for things that are contrary to Sharia, this is how I'm going to punish you. But at that time, it was not something very, very severe. He said, my nafs for many a days is wanting mithai of me. And I'm saying to my nafs, there are many important things to do, things that really need to be seen to, and you are only concerned about having good meals, having sweets, and things of that nature. Thereafter, Hazrat Wala explained to us that there is no need for us to punish our nafs in this way. We are definitely going to be very, very weak. So what we should do is make a compromise. If our nafs want something good from us, do oblige. But at the same time, make a pact with your nafs that, look, I'm giving you whatever you require, but you should not keep me away from my obligations to my Creator. You should not take me away from fulfilling my qaza salah that have been left out in the past. You must help me to fulfill the rights of other people. If you do so, then I will definitely let you have what you want. In this way, inshallah, we will continue moving in a direction that will be very, very fruitful. So my dear brothers, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Our Hazrat Wala explains this as well saying that Iman is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted of us, that you are believers. And therefore he's addressing us as Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wanting us to live in a way whereby our Iman remains intact. And that can only happen if we take taqwa very, very seriously. Ittaqullah. If one continues to live with Iman, not concerned about taqwa, not concerned about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely this Iman does not remain intact. Get weaker and weaker. And sometimes come to a point where there is no Iman left. And that also happens when we neglect in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّلْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينِ. That one who keeps away from remembering Rahman, keeps away from the zikr of Rahman, Shaitan takes over his life and begins to lead him along. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيْسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ. Because of keeping away from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets further and further away from the straight path, from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, while thinking that he is on hidayah. So it is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with acquiring the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will help our Iman to remain intact. And for that to be truly understood, وَكُونُ مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. One has to spend as much time as possible in the company of the truthful, the Sadiqeen. Here first and foremost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Sahabas, and they were instructed to spend as much time as possible in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, the Tabi'een spent as much time as possible with the Sahabas. The Tabi'een is the company of the Tabi'een. And it comes down to a point whereby we have to make an effort to find those who will help us to remain united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once this comes into us through the company of the right people, you will begin to realize the uniqueness of the teachings of Islam, the completeness of the teachings of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Without this, one will not realize as to how important it is to acquire humility. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, once had mentioned that Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, who himself was very, very learned, authority on history of Islam and on many, many other aspects of deen, once when leaving Tanabawan, he asked Hazrat Nasir Farmaye, give me some advice. Hazrat Wala Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I thought to myself, what advice can I give to a person who is an allama, he's an accepted authority, there's hardly anything that I can tell to him. But nevertheless, at that time it came in my heart that I should say to him that Maulana, is raah mein apne aap ko mitana hai. In this path, the path that you have now set your foot in, that is the path of suluk, one has to disregard himself completely. One has to humble himself completely to the point where he does not even feel he has humbled himself. If a person humbles himself and he feels that I have humbled myself, I'm worth more than what I am showing to be or appearing to be, then that is not mitana, that is not humility. One should never ever feel that he is anything. Because ultimately, whatever one acquires, whatever we have acquired in the past, and whatever we will acquire in the future, is all given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's wealth, whether it's knowledge, health, looks, whatever it may be. And I remember once when Hazrat Wala came, during that trip in South Africa, on many, many occasions, he had repeated a sentence. And many of you must have heard that. That yaad rakho, jisko dena aata hai, usko lena bhi aata hai. One who gives and one who can give can take away and can snatch whatever he wants, whenever he wants, from whomever he wants. And therefore it is very, very important that if we take into consideration these very, very simple facts that have been passed over to us by our mashayikh, it will benefit us tremendously. Also, Hazrat Wala used to say very, very often that Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah used to say that kabhi bhi kisi par kisi kisam ki umeed na rakhna. And after a while he said, hatta ke mujh par bhi. Now he's saying this to his murids, to his friends, to those that had come over to him. Why was it so important for him to say that? That at no time should anyone have hopes on anyone to any extent, and that includes me. They should have no hope on me. Maybe I'm your sheikh, maybe I'm instructing you through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your hope should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who will see you through. In other words, you're trying to say that, look, we try to help to the extent Allah wants us to help. We cannot help more than that. But true success will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at no time should a salik feel that I am now truly successful. This also what Rashid Ahmad Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah says, that when a person thinks that now I've reached the goal and I've come to the end, I acquired whatever I needed to acquire, there's nothing more, it's a sign that is in total loss. It is only when a person feels that whatever little I've acquired is through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is much, 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 much more needed to be acquired. And I will continue till my last moments, because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us. Again, Hazrat Wala, Hakim al-Ummat, Majdid al-Millat, Rahmatullah alayhi, once explaining the ayah, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. He made this point very, very clear, that the mujahidah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us is the effort that we need to put in to understand as to what is ikhlas. What is the concept of ikhlas? And thereafter make an effort to acquire it. To understand the concept of tawakkul, what it means, what are the different stages of tawakkul, how much have you acquired, how much more you need it to be acquired. The same applies to the concept of sabr, shukr, giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these ma'rufats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has outlined, and all the munkarats as to how evil it is to have hasad, to have hatred, malice, misuse of the tongue, misuse of the eyes. And after coming to know all these things, make an effort to abstain from it. With a little effort, my dear brothers, respected elders, all things that seem very, very difficult can become easy. I have a very, very sincere friend. He's from Pakistan, from a good family. He has Taluk Mala Muhammad Taqi Osmani, Madrasatul Ali. Once he was mentioning to me that many, many hakamas of Sharia are such that somehow or the other we manage to understand it and put into practice. In as far as taking care of the eyes is concerned, it seems extremely difficult, almost impossible. And no doubt, this is something many of us feel very, very difficult. At that moment, I mentioned to him that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah ta'ala is saying to our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that say to the believers that they must cast down their eyes. They must take care of the eyes. Now if we regard ourselves as mu'mineen, then we have no option but to take this command very, very seriously. So the simple way is, if the nafs takes us towards this evil, we should immediately say to ourselves that we are not going to give in, because by giving in, we are in a way negating our iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say to the believers, and if we do not adhere to this command, then to some extent we are having doubt about our own iman, that Allah is not addressing us. It is someone else that he's addressing. And after some time, when I met him, he said, well, this really hit home, and now I find it a bit more easier to control myself. Because whenever I get this feeling of casting my eyes on Ghair Mahram, then I think of the fact that my Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is wanting the best for us, and is calling us believers, and I want to remain among the believers. And because I want to remain among the believers, I'm going to take care. So my dear brothers, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wanting the best for us, so that when we ultimately return to Him, we don't run into trouble. We have an easy passage. This Nafs-i Ammara, if we take stock, begin to control it through the barakat of our Mashayikh's Ta'aleem, then this Nafs-i Ammara will sooner or later turn into Nafs-i Lawwama. And the Mashayikh explained that Nafs-i Lawwama is when a person goes towards good deeds, and of course, because of weakness, there will be wrongdoings. The moment he does something wrong, he immediately realizes, makes tawbah, makes istighfar, sincerely repents, and tries to keep away from the wrong. And this happens for some time, where now there is more good deeds, less wrong deeds, and that too with repentance. This nafs al-lawwama turns into nafs mutmainna. Ya ayyatuha nafs mutmainna, irji ila rabbik radiyatan mardiya. And it is then that a person is ready to meet his Creator in a way that he is pleased with his Creator is pleased with him. With this few words, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us realize as to what is required of us, help us to find the right type of people who can help us, and alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed you with many, many good people, taking instruction from them, informing them of your condition. He is also Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummah rahmatullahi alayhi, and our Hazrat Wala stressed on in abundance many, many times that continuously give ittila to your Shaykh, to those you are taking ta'aleem from, and thereafter make ittiba of whatever they have to say. And inshallah, whatever they say will be very, very fruitful. At the same time, we need to take great care in as far as our dealings with people are concerned. There are many, many times that people come up to you and say, well, there is a great change, no doubt, so-and-so has changed to a great deal. But to some extent, his dealings with people is not in line with the Sharia. There needs to be improvement in that. And of course, that improvement needs to be done in all of our lives. All of us need to improve as far as that is concerned. But that is something we should take very, very seriously. Because if we go toward the ahkam of Sharia, abstain from what is need to be abstained from, make an effort in that direction, it needs a lot of sacrifice. It needs a lot of hard work. But then to wash down all that hard work by not taking care of our dealings with people, which is hukukul ibad, is going to be very, very harmful. All the good work we are doing, all the effort that we are putting in, we'll find it to be, in a way, lost out and washed out. And that should not happen, of course. So an effort should be put in regard to acquiring ikhlas, tawakkul, sabr, shukr. At the same time, seeing to the hukuk of others, whether it's our family members, our colleagues at work, our neighbors, our friends that we meet in the masjid, or wherever it may be. And if we, inshallah, take care of all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to take care of, we'll find ourselves moving in the right direction. May Allah Ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم ربنا اتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك. حسن عبادتك. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم رب فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة. توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين. أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير العافين. صلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.